Whether you're in Saudi or in the U.S. or in China, everyone worries about job opportunities. Everybody worries about being ready for those jobs. And everybody struggles with becoming a global citizen, which is really important with how interconnected we are.
Welcome to the Women on the Move podcast from JPMorgan Chase. I'm Sam Saperstein. Women on the Move is a global initiative designed to empower female employees, clients, and consumers to build their careers, grow their businesses, and improve their financial health. Each episode will feature successful and inspiring women who are breaking the mold. They're sharing their career journeys and leadership lessons, talking about their professional and personal goals, and making a difference in the lives of others. This season, I'm taking you to the World Economic Forum in Davos, Switzerland, where I caught up with many of the women who inspire me every day. In addition to interviewing executives, philanthropists, and thought leaders whose work is felt on a global scale, I also spoke with women whose work hits closer to home. In this episode, we meet Shalini Misra and Aisha Alkamos, two innovators who've created women-powered businesses from scratch. We also hear from Shema Hamidadeen, the executive manager of the Saudi Arabia-based MISC Global Forum. First, I'd like to share my interview with Shalini Misra, the owner of an interiors and architecture firm in London. For 25 years, Shalini has incorporated wellness and sustainability into design and has expanded her award-winning business to reach clients around the world. So Shalini, thank you so much for being with us on this podcast. Can you tell us a bit about yourself?
Thank you for having me. It's a topic that I totally relate to about women empowerment. So I'm Shalini, and I live in London. I run a practice, which is Shalini Misra Limited, which is interiors and architecture. I've been doing it for about 25 years, and I was thrown into interiors by accident. I was just finishing a degree in virtual reality from UCL Bartlett. And at that time, internet was just about starting. And I was really enjoying the course and everything. And as soon as I finished it, a friend was moving to London and said, could I do her apartment? And I said, sure, you know, interiors will be very easy to do.
Right.
Till I started doing the window dressing, which had like 50 components to it.
Wow.
Swags, tails, all sorts of things. But I enjoyed the journey of interiors. And then over the last so many years, I'm very proud to say that I have an all women's led company.
Fantastic.
It's global. The main theme is wellness at its very core. So over the years, I've realized that to make a home or an office or a boutique hotel, the inhabitants have to be extremely happy and enjoy being
the
there.
Space.
So what are the tools that will make them happy? So one is sustainability. So there is no plastic, there is all natural things, so there's no goose down feathers and pillows, and use of natural materials, a lot of natural light, if there is mood lighting at different levels. And there's always a moment of joy or a sparkle or something. We try to create a moment of surprise. So basically that, yeah.
What do those moments of surprises look like? What would that be maybe for some folks in their home?
So we do try to use art a lot. I think art is quite thought-provoking, and you don't need to have a huge budget for art. Mm-hmm. You can buy beautiful prints and posters and frame them very nicely. Or, you know, you can have a collection which you're very proud of because you've worked very hard in your life. And I think I use art as a very strong medium, which could be a video art, it could be photography art, it could be sculpture, it could be anything. And that, I think, talks to the inhabitants really easily.
And you say you have people around the world working for you in your business.
Yes.
And so do you have a consistent approach when you're designing for clients, or do you do things a little bit differently depending on where people are based?
It's all about people. It's about people who will be enjoying the space. But there are some coherent elements, like, you know, wellness is at its core, and art, and, you know, the style can change according to the place. Because if in Davos, you won't have the same style as LA.
Right.
It's very different. So the style changes according to the vernacular of the place.
And when you talk about it's about the people enjoying the space, how do you get to know clients well enough to understand what they're looking for?
That's very easy. I think it's intuition for me. If you come and tell me what you want, I can get it very easily. I think it's because of my architectural training, I can plan a space very quickly and understand what a client wants very quickly.
And sometimes
creating
even
the lifestyle is not hard.
Not hard for you. Can you almost give clients two things that they didn't even know that they wanted?
Always.
That's always amazing, always, right? That you can help guide them in a different direction maybe than they thought.
Yes, because if you go to a doctor, the doctor knows exactly. It just takes a process. It takes time for the cure to happen.
Right.
So it's a journey which is quite enjoyable.
Well, thank you so much for speaking with us. Really appreciate it.
Not at all. Thank
you. Great to hear about your business.
Thank you.
That was Shalini Misra. Next is Aisha Alkamos, a restaurateur from Saudi Arabia who got her start by opening up a pro shop on a local golf course. So Aisha, thank you so much for joining us on our Women on the Move podcast.
Thank you.
So let's start by talking about you. Tell us a bit about yourself.
My name is Aisha Alkamos. I have 3 kids. First of all, I did not start working. I finished my school and I have my kids and I want to be always with them.
Mm-hmm.
And suddenly they become bigger and they kick you out of their life.
Right.
Say, that's it. We don't.
Enough mom.
Enough mom. So you need to work after that. I cannot work because I did not start when I graduate, so I need to make my own business.
Mm.
So I start to think what I'm going to do. So I start with a pro shop. My son, I used to take him to play golf because I cannot let him go alone. He's
too
very young.
Too young.
So I read that they want a pro shop in the golf course. So I started with that, a T-shirt and creams, and it's a very small thing, but it's make me busy, and I like it so much. After that, one of the people that my son is playing with is a chef. He's a French-Korean chef. He was playing, and we talk, and he used to work in the Four Seasons Hotel in Riyadh. We talk about how about if we make our own restaurant, and we start that.
Really?
And I start.
So now you've gone from selling things through this golf shop.
Then
just starting restaurants.
Yes, I started my own restaurant. It was really good. It was an Asian fusion. I am a foodie person and I love food and I love to cook. So we start dealing with that. We make the best sushi, the best food.
That is amazing. You actually do some cooking as well.
Yeah.
And he does too, being a chef.
Me and him, and we start our restaurant. We start a restaurant, a very small restaurant. Then we start thinking, I want to make more. Okay, my restaurant, thanks God, it's good. We started the coffee. It's very important.
Mm-hmm.
And I work with a lot of foundation about the woman and how to make women empower and to work. And we started that if you let them start to do the coffee, the presta or cook from the house, it will make a lot of income for the family. Not just
so this
the
is
woman.
Helping women do businesses out of their house.
Yeah. From their house and they sell it.
Right.
Then I think, how about if we make a coffee shop, a small coffee shop? We make it, it's an art cafe.
Oh.
We name it like that. So the coffee shop, it's really small, but all the wool, we let the artist put their art.
Are these female artists?
Yeah, female. We start, but now female and male.
Great.
But in the beginning, I start female. But I felt it's a family. Both of them should be. And the cake, we buy it from the woman who cooks in the house.
So now you're selling female-made goods like that through this.
Through this. And then we started with the coffee to make the presta and the coffee, all of that. And we started with a student. They used to come and make the coffee.
Mm-hmm.
And then as a part-time, some of them will come and work.
Mm-hmm.
Like that. It's very small. We started as small things, but now I have 8 coffee shops.
That is unbelievable. You started with one small shop. Now you have 8.
8.
All over
Riyadh and Khobar, Dammam, the cities that I live there. So it's very small. I never been a big one, but I was surprised that it's work. The cake from the woman from the house.
Right.
The coffee, the student will do it. And the art, I don't take anything for that. I put it, they talk, they come, they do that. It's become like a pop-up for them. They come there, they sit.
That's a great experience.
And it's really very good to sit with the young generation. Mm-hmm. You learn from them.
So I love the fact that everything you've touched really has turned to gold. You started things in a small way and did it based on passion and people you knew. And look what happened. Did you have any expectation it would grow like that?
No, at all. When I started very small. And I never looked to take a big one. And this is what, now they try with me to make it as a franchise. I said no. I want it like it is.
Right.
Small business.
Mm-hmm.
I have no high risk. Whenever it's not good, I will close and go buy.
Well,
say
bye-bye.
So, and do you mind my asking? So, you did this all after you had your kids and your kids were older.
Yeah.
So, how did you teach yourself about business or just learn what you needed to do to get started?
I read a lot and I make a lot of workshop. Mm-hmm. And of course, my husband helped me. He's a businessman. And we started like that.
Is this typical of other women that you know in Saudi Arabia? Do they come to the workforce, you know, later once their kids are a little older? And
No.
No.
But always I want to do something because I used to work and I want to work. I work with foundation.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, but after that I feel I want to have my own business. I can do it. When I go and see it, well I can do the same. So I work with very good interiors, with very good companies, and I did it.
You must be inspiring other women around
you.
I think that's really phenomenal.
Thank you.
Where do you go from here? What's your next venture?
I'm going to go to Riyadh, back home, because my daughter is there, simply as, and go back to my work.
Is there a new business idea you have for the next thing, or not yet?
Not yet.
Okay.
Just this, the restaurant and the art cafe.
Well, I hope to get there one day and see you and experience it.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Thank you for joining us.
Thank you. Bye.
That was Aisha Alkamos. My last guest is Shema Hamidadeen, whose work with the MISC Foundation promotes youth empowerment in the areas of entrepreneurship, employment, and social awareness. So, Shema, thank you so much for joining us here on our podcast.
It's a pleasure. Thank you for having me. It's an honor.
Tell us a little bit about your background and the MISC organization.
Our pure focus is empowering youth. We are based in Saudi Arabia, and we have been embarking on this mission for the past 10 years. We focus on entrepreneurship, on character enrichment and values, global citizenship, and upskilling and reskilling young people to prepare them for the future economy. I've had the honor to be with the foundation since we first started back in 2009, so it's been great to see how we've grown from being two people in an office to now over 100 staff and all of us hopefully contributing to the global youth community.
Why is it important to be at a place like Davos to tell the story?
A key thing that we do is international engagements because we find that places in Davos and elsewhere don't show the youth perspective and they don't bring the youth voice to the table, although they represent over half, 51% of the global population. So decisions are being made, but excluding that youth perspective. So we make sure we bring that to places in Davos and others.
And you are around the world, really, at all conferences.
Yes. We participate during the UN General Assembly in New York, the Bloomberg Global Business Forum. We've been at TED. We've been in India. We've been in China. So really anywhere where there are really these important discussions happening, we really try and make sure that youth voices are being represented somehow.
And are youth voices consistent, or every time you're in different regions, you're reflecting what the youth of that region might be thinking?
It's unbelievable how alike the challenges are, whether you're in Saudi or in the U.S. or in China. We recently published a Global Youth Index in 2018. It shows that the challenges are very, very similar. Everyone worries about job opportunities. Everybody worries about being ready for those jobs once they become present. And everybody struggles with becoming a global citizen, which is really important with how interconnected we are.
So say more about that. When you say global citizen, what do you mean by that?
So the world has never been more globalized, and we are all connected, and we share very similar views. And it's really about how can you function as a global human being in this ever-interconnected world, but stay true to your values and your roots. It's so important, and some aspect of it is around the SDGs and how can we come together to come up with some of the solutions. But it's really important for us to be sustainable as a youth community globally.
How can someone find out more about the organization if they're interested?
Oh, yay. Well, the easiest thing to do is missglobalforum.com. And you can also follow us on our social media platforms.
Oh,
so
great.
That's on Twitter, on Instagram. We post everything. We announce all the global initiatives. We have a really big one, Entrepreneurship World Cup. So you can always be connected through our social media platforms.
And are those things that people can go to, those events,
yeah,
if they're local,
yeah,
in those areas?
Of course. And with the Entrepreneurship World Cup specifically, last year we were in 185 countries.
Wow. So you reach a lot of people.
We reach a lot of people. And there's another initiative that we launched with the UN last year around global citizenship called It Starts With Us. Digitally, we've reached 90 million young people.
Wow.
So we really try as much as we can to involve everyone everywhere.
So tell me one misperception about global youth that we should correct.
Ah, So young people tend to be perceived to be very demanding, but it's just that they recognize that this is the future we're handing to them, and they're eager to see quicker change. So it's not really that they're demanding, it's just maybe they have a better, clearer vision of what's about to happen and what they're going to be handed over, and they're worried. So yeah, maybe we should work together better.
Well, it's interesting. Maybe there's more known by youth today as to what they're going into, whether that's the job force or the environment. There's more information than we've ever had before, so we can understand that urgency.
Yes, definitely.
Well, thank you. So nice to talk to you.
It's a pleasure. Thank you for having me.
Good luck with the work.
Thank you.
Thank you to Shalini, Aisha, and Shema for joining me at Davos to share their unique stories. Together, they prove that women around the world are taking their own paths and making collective impact. Thank you for joining us today. The mission of Women on the Move is to help women in their professional and personal lives. Our goal is to introduce you to people with great ideas, inspiring stories, and a passion to make a difference. If you enjoyed this episode, please rate, review, and subscribe so you won't miss any others. Thank you to our partners at the Female Quotient and Magnet Media for helping us tell these stories. For JPMorgan Chase's Women on the Move, I'm Sam Saperstein.